All right, the Restless Nomads Radio Show is back. To listen to any of these shows and all the community shows on Gold Country Radio, just head over to goldcountryradio.org and click on Featured Shows. On that page, there are players, and you can catch up on the ones that you missed. Time for this week's RV Pro Tip. This one is pretty well known and obvious, but I think it's a good time of year to remind people. When planning long-term stays at any campground, book as far in advance as possible, especially for peak seasons. So up here in the north of the United States, that means our peak season is in the summertime. And then in the southwest, it's going to be wintertime. There'll be peak seasons. Everything will sell out in Arizona during the winter. Many popular campgrounds fill up quickly, making last-minute reservations dang near impossible. Now, just to give you, it's really gotten bad in recent years, to give you an idea. And, you know, a lot of campgrounds are moving away from first-come, first-serve. There are fewer and fewer first-come, first-serve sites. So I think that has something to do with they'd rather have the money now than later sort of thing, and it's guaranteed money when someone reserves it, right? So I think that's probably the business move. But I attempted to book a reservation for July at Silver Falls State Park, and here we are in February, and it was completely sold out. Couldn't find a single night at Silver Falls State Park for July, which is months down the road. Now, if you're traveling spontaneously, check back frequently for cancellations because they happen all the time. People book these things out several months in advance and then something happens and they can't make it. And the good ones, the good folks out there will go ahead and cancel that reservation. That will open up the slot for another person to get slid in there. Now, some inconsiderate folks, now keep this in mind too, if you have to cancel, you want to be considerate and let the park know because especially in these high-demand places, high-demand campgrounds, you know, they won't know that you canceled until day of when you don't show up. And you've basically just gypped another traveler out of that spot. So always the considerate thing to do to let the campground or the RV park know that you're going to cancel. And that will likely get some of your money back. If you just let it ride, you probably will not get any of it back. Now, having a flexible travel schedule can definitely improve your chances of securing a campsite. So what I typically do is look at the busiest campgrounds that I have on my route. I get those scheduled, and then I reserve the other ones around them, because that just seems to be the easiest way to do it. Now, we're headed on a couple of big trips. First to Yuma, Arizona, near the Mexican border, and we'll be using our Thousand Trails membership like crazy to save some money. So here's the route. We're going to stop at Lakehead Campground. That's near Lake Shasta, and that's not a Thousand Trails. It'll cost us $45. We'll spend one night there. We'll head to Thousand Trails Lake Minden. We'll stay two nights there for free. And then Thousand Trails Yosemite Lakes for two nights and get to explore Yosemite National Park. That will be a free stay. The Oasis West RV Park, $60, and that is a one-night stay. Then we'll make our way down to Thousand Trails Soledad Canyon. We'll stay two nights for free there. And then Thousand Trails Palm Springs, two nights for free there. And then finally, we'll get to the Encore Park Foothill Village in Yuma, Arizona, and we'll be there for an entire week for free. Well, kind of for free as a part of our membership. So not a bad situation. Definitely, if you're going to travel like that and just jump from Thousand Trails to Thousand Trails, you can save a bunch of money. Now, after our week in Yuma, and we're going to go across into the Mexican border, into Mexico, and experience Mexico. I don't think Angie's been there, so that's going to be kind of exciting. She'll add another country to her list. On the return trip, we're going to head up to Thousand Trails Camp Verde. We're going to spend 3 nights for free there. And then Fort Beale RV Park in Kingman, Arizona for $50, only 1 night there. Thousand Trails Las Vegas, free for 4 nights. Then we head up to Goldfield Miners Campground, $46 for 1 night. And then we have a decision to make from Goldfield Miners, or actually from Las Vegas, whether we're going to head up into Utah to Zion National Park, or if we're going to head back by the way of Lake Tahoe. If we do go Lake Tahoe, just for sake of this example, we'll stay at Zephyr Cove Campground. That's a National Forest Service managed campground. So we can use our America the Beautiful Pass and get half off, and we can stay there for $33 a night. And that's likely what we'll do if we're pretty tired and we want to come home. We'll just come home by way of Lake Tahoe, spend 1 night there, and then make the longest travel day of the entire trip is 5 hours, and that's from Lake Tahoe up to Klamath Falls. Now, notice I said the longest travel day is 5 hours. That's because typically we like to keep our travel time less than 3 hours, and so every campground on this route that I was mentioning is under 3 hours travel time between them. And we like to do that. It's just less stressful. It's less stressful on the truck. It's less stressful on the people driving the truck. It's just a better situation. And we pretty much apply that to most of our trips, although we have been on some humdingers and pulled 12-hour days. But let me tell you, when you're towing or driving an RV, even a motorhome, it is way more difficult and tiring than driving a Honda Civic or just a regular passenger vehicle. So you kind of want to plan for that. And the whole point of these trips is to have fun. So you don't want to stress yourself out. I think for us, 3 hours is that magic number. And then maybe the biggest, longest push will be the one to get home. And by that time, you're so ready to get home that you're ready to just push through. So, saving money with Thousand Trails. We're going to have hookups at all these campgrounds along the way, which will be nice. We're kind of hookup campers. I know there's a lot of folks that like the boondocking or dry camping, as it's known. We're not really those kind of people. We like electricity, and we like the running water, and we like to have the TV on all night long and so forth. But the total trip is $234 for 26 camping days, and that averages out to $9 a day, mostly thanks to our Thousand Trails membership. Now, another trip we've got coming up in the summertime is up to British Columbia, Canada. We're going to start it off at Bend Sun River Thousand Trails, spend 3 nights there for free. Then we head over to Eugene. We're going to spend 3 nights there. It cost us $115 at a county park, and we'll have hookups there as well. Then we head up to Champoig State Recreation Area, and we get that one free too with Veterans Pass. Typically, state parks aren't all that expensive. I don't know, anywhere from $30 to $45. And there are numerous state parks in Oregon that offer hookups, so look into that. If you're a disabled veteran, look into getting one of those veterans passes because you get 10 free nights a month. Also, you get your America the Beautiful pass to stay at National Forest Service campgrounds for 50% off, and that's completely free to you. After Champoig State Recreation Area, we head up to Thousand Trails, Chehalis, Washington, stay there for free for 3 nights. Then we go to Thousand Trails, Mount Vernon, Washington, free for 3 nights. And then we cross the border over into Canada and stay at Cultus Lake Thousand Trails in British Columbia, free for 7 nights. Now, granted, we could be staying up to 3 weeks at each of these campgrounds with our membership. We just don't want to spend that much time in one place. We kind of like to move. It seems like 3 nights at most places is the sweet spot, until we get to our destination where we really, really want to spend some time exploring. For example, Yuma, Arizona is our week-long stay, and then up in Canada will be our week-long stay to kind of explore those different countries. On the way back, we're going to make our way to Thousand Trails La Conner. We'll stay there free for two nights. Paradise Resort, that's a Thousand Trails Park, free for three nights. And then we make our way across I-84 over to Ainsworth State Park. And we stay there for free again with the Veterans Pass for one night before making our way back to Benson River Thousand Trails, which we may or may not fulfill that reserve spot. We can stay there for free for one night, but as you know, it's only about 2 hours to get home, so we may just push through if we're starting to get itchy feet and we want to come home. Total camping fees for that 29 days of travel is $115. The only thing we had to pay for was the county park in Eugene. That averages out to $3.96 a night. So, Thousand Trail memberships can be well worth the investment if you are a frequent camper, especially if you're a full-time RVer. You can just jump from park to park and pretty much live within the Thousand Trails system. If you camp more than 24 nights per year, then the camping pass, which costs about $600, will probably save you money. If you only camp 2 or 3 weekends out of the summer, then it probably is not worth it. But if you are a full-time RVer or you really anticipate being on the road quite a bit for extended stays, and you're looking to get those longer booking windows, then the higher tier packages can be a game changer and can save you a lot of money in the long run. Now, the Thousand Trails system obviously has its drawbacks. Remember what I said in the first half of the show. You want to be cognizant that you're not paying for resort-style amenities. Whatever you get that works amenity-wise is an added bonus. If you walk into it with the expectation that you're going to get a spot to park your RV and power and water and sewer, then you're in much better shape. If you walk into it with that expectation, that's what you're paying for. Anything else is an added bonus. That's how you have to walk into this Thousand Trails membership, in my opinion. That's how I did it. That's why I wasn't disappointed with Thousand Trails Parks, because they have what I was looking for, and that's a place to park the RV for cheap and hookups. So definitely something to look into. Well, that wraps up this episode of The Restless Nomads. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, and hopefully that gave you some food for thought on whether or not to look into becoming a Thousand Trail member, or even just going the cheaper route and signing up for their camping pass. It's pretty much the only thing like it with that same kind of structure where you can stay for free at these places with hookups. There really isn't anything comparable out there. There are several other clubs and things like that you can become members with, like Boondockers Welcome. No hookups provided there, obviously. You can also join the Good Sam system, but that doesn't get you any free camping. It's just a percentage off, and it really isn't that significant. So Thousand Trails is kind of where it's at as far as value goes, in my opinion. Well, hey, if you enjoyed today's topic, check us out on therestlessnomads.com. Stay up to date on all of our travels and tips and guides. Until next time, guys, this is Mike with the Restless Nomads Radio Show. Safe travels and happy camping.